We're going to be on the same thing, but it's going to be a little bit different. Now, I've been telling y'all, like Monty said, I think this is 14 or 15, you'd have to ask Beth, sermons that I have did on this subject. And I know I brought a little bit of heavy stuff Wednesday night, and some might not understand exactly where I was going with all that. And it's hard to. If you have not been coming to Sunday school or listening by way of internet at the website or YouTube or Facebook or something, you're probably not going to understand a lot of what I'm saying. Reason being, we have had 14 to 15 weeks of this, and you're coming in on it today. Don't mean you can't get it, but you get what you get today. If you need to, go back to the website or whatever and listen to the sermons. Now, I'm going to have to explain a little bit. Oh, my goodness. Let me read what I got wrote down here first. I told y'all that, let me just say it this way. God deals with me a lot, speaks to me a lot, shows me, I don't know, maybe it's kind of like parables through movies and things. I don't know why he does that. Maybe I'm just discerning enough to hear it that way. God can talk to you any way he chooses. Now, he ain't going to talk to you through no witch, through no warlock, through no Ouija board, through no tarot cards. Why? He says in Deuteronomy, stay away from all that stuff. So he does not talk to us like that. But he can use secular songs. Now listen to me. What I say, you're going to have mind renewal to understand and really get what I'm going to be telling you. And you've already had to have it up until this point. Now y'all that ain't been here, I'm sorry, but y'all remember these? All right. I told y'all, what was it? Friday morning. I got up, I was attacked with something other, and then later again with something else, and Scotty was attacked with shingles, and he's gone to urgent care this morning because of something else, and all that, you know. And I told you, I'm not sick. Now, carnal mind, even if you're a Christian, will take that and be like, I can hear you're sick. No, you can't. You're hearing with this. When I tell you I'm not sick, trying to get healed, hear it in here. Because, see, this is the car I drive. This is my Lamborghini. Make yours what you want to. It's the house I live in. It's not me. Now, am I talking Bible or not? Ain't that what the Bible says? I, the man on the inside, that's me. I am the spirit man. If you don't believe me, let my spirit leave here and you'll see my body fall to the ground. Why? Because this thing ain't me. So therefore, I could, and if you've never experienced it, it's hard for me to help you understand it. I have been attacked by the enemy physically, yes. But the sick is not in here. There's a difference. You get sick in here, you better get to the doctor. You better get you something, because you're going to need it. It's kind of like y'all ever heard the saying, you can't sink a ship even in a storm if the water don't get inside the ship. The water ain't in this ship, baby. So, but y'all hear that? My voice is getting better already. Glory to God. He is good. Amen. So now, I told you I got attacked and all that, different stuff. I need to tell you this, because the Lord told me, he said, I knew, listen, there is a natural progress or order to things in the earth. This world is under a curse, right? We all know that we live in this earth. You know, now we have been redeemed and all that, but at the same time, there's a natural order to sickness and disease that doesn't have to be a straight-up attack of the devil. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? That thing runs in a pattern. You'll see it. Mama will get something. Baby will get the same thing. Dad might have something different. Then the other kid gets the same. There's a natural order. An unnatural order is like water into wine. Water don't make wine. I've made some. You got to have water, and you got to have grapes. You got to have yeast, sugar, all this other stuff. Do you understand? That's not a natural order. So what happened was the enemy attacked us, just like what Monty was, because he's terrified of the things coming out of our mouth that's going into y'all. Why? Because it will destroy his kingdom. And he's terrified of it. So what's a devil to do, you know? Throw out some kind of attack, whether it's sickness or disease or finances. But why? You can't let yourself become distracted. And so when that happened to me, I started fighting this thing, quoting the scriptures, this, that, and another, rebuking, all that stuff. And I'm on my way to pick Aubrey up. I get halfway there. And all of a sudden, in my spirit, I hear this. Well, I had been hearing this one all morning, but I was hearing it again. I was singing it, you know, nothing gonna break in my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no, I've got to keep on moving. If you go look that song up on Google, that is the dumbest song I've ever heard in my life. It's talking about something about rowing your boat and washing your clothes. It's a secular, dumb song. God didn't sing that whole song to me. He said to me that part of that song that he needed to let me know what he's saying. Why? Because, see, the attack has come, and I can't get off of this parable, Monty. I can't do it. I can't get off of it. I think about it day, and I think about it night. I thought, well, Joshua said, meditate in his word day and night, and you'll make your way prosperous. I can't help it. I think about it day and night. I read it. I study it. I look at it. I can't help it over and over and over. Every day, something. Excuse me. I didn't mean to spit on you. Good thing I'm not where you was, huh? You'd be wiping spit. But anyway, it's all good. It's anointed. Jesus' spit was anointed, wasn't it? Open blinded eyes. Anyway, don't get me off that, Monty. But anyway, I'm on it. I can't get off of this. See, you can't get off of what you've been hearing to go fight sickness and disease. You can't get off of what you've been hearing to go fight against poverty and lack. You got to stay on this. The reason why it comes is to distract you and get you. What done happened? The devil wanted me day and night think about how you feel. Oh, my head hurts so bad. I can't talk right. My body aches from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. He wants that to dominate my thinking. Why? Because if he can dominate my thinking, he'll get my saying, and he'll get the believing out of my heart. And it ain't going to happen. Why? I got to keep on moving, baby. I hear that, and then halfway to pick up Aubrey, I hear that, I believe I can fly. I believe I can. God, let me tell you something. I tell y'all every time since I started this, y'all have got to make a choice. You going to believe the things I tell you or you don't. If you think I said something big, listen to this. I ain't even wanted to say this. For 2 weeks now, God's been telling me to say this, and I wouldn't do it. Just don't want to do it. Why? Talk about Jesus, you get what? Persecution. When I say what I'm fixing to say, some people think, that's blasphemy. Well, go read your Bible. They said the same thing to Jesus. My voice has to be like God to you. And you might say, well, I can't get no scripture for that. Ain't that what Moses was? Moses' voice was like the voice of God. Moses would hear God and come tell them, and what happened? They had a choice whether to believe what Moses said, that it really was what God said, or they had a choice, they could reject it. Everything God does, you have a choice whether you're going to believe it and receive it or you're not. And God does and says some of the most ridiculous stuff. Let me just show you here. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Y'all remember what these are called? Mavericks, baby. Come from God. Now, I don't know if anybody else on the planet got any of these Mavericks, but I do. Some of the most ridiculous stuff. Now, I ain't got time to go into story. Y'all that's been here, you know how I got them. I told y'all the story. Y'all know how it come about. I even got mad when they came because I thought somebody had intervened. And they didn't. And Scotty's over, hey, you want them glasses? I tell you, you give me them glasses. I'm like, so who did this? But it was God. Now I ain't got time to get into that story. Now, my little grandbaby, Aubrey, bless her heart, she'd been looking for some Mavericks, and I didn't even know it. She got her some Mavericks the other day, Johnny. They look almost just like these. They're a little heavier, and they don't say Ray-Ban or nothing. But to her, they are Mavericks. You know what she said? She said, I want to get me some of them Mavericks so I can be like Grandma. That blesses my heart because it's like, God, there's my legacy. of the life that I live. Not that I'm perfect, God knows. Y'all don't want to go home with me, I'm telling you. Travis says, no, they don't. I would not pick me to do this. I wouldn't pick Scotty either. He's worse than I am, but he's not here. So anyway. Now, I told y'all, to me, what God was saying to me in that part of that song, God, look, in that part of that song about nothing going to break my stride, nobody's going to slow me down, and I've got to keep on moving. God was saying to me, Teresa, this is an attack of the enemy on your physical body to stop you from what you've been doing. And you cannot stop and fight this. You submit to me. The Bible says in James 4, I believe it is, he says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. I had always thought, Johnny, that's something I've got to do. That's what I'm talking about, right mind renewal. I was thinking that's something I got to do. I got to quit doing this and I got to start doing that. And the Lord showed me a whole new thing. He said, agree with my word, submit to my word, and you're submitting to me. So therefore, I said, okay, God, I agree with 1 Peter 2:24 and Isaiah 53. By your stripes, I am healed. You said it, I believe it, and it's done. I'm not fighting you. You might say, well, he didn't go. You still got the sympathy. You dismissed everything I said. Don't be fooled by the illusion. It's not. Y'all, listen, y'all believe your mirror's on your car, don't you? Truck, whatever you got. Most everybody says, what? Objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. I am not what I appear today. I am not the sick trying to get healed. I'm not fighting it. These things mean nothing. See, sometimes people don't understand. You are walking by faith the most, Travis, when you're not being moved by the things that you feel, when you're not being moved by the things that you hear, when you're not being moved by the things that you see. I'm not moved by this, so don't be moved by it. This is not even a fight anymore. According to the word, you're gone. And I don't change that. Therefore, if I was to start fighting it, I'd be unbelief. I don't fight it. Now, back to what I was going to tell y'all. Now, that's what that word was to me. And then when he said that to me, I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Now, I'm going to have to tell you this way. This is how he showed me. I told you I like to watch movies. I get my work done during the day. I listen to my preaching during the day and all that. And by the time supper gets here, I'm tired and I want to relax. My way of relax is watch a kicking movie. Not one of these romance that Scotty likes, but anyway. And a lot of times while I'm watching these movies, God speaks to me. I see things. I hear things. And it's not me that does it. I know that it's him. But anyway, that I believe I can fly. Let me tell you like this. You are God's movie. The Bible says Jesus was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. The Bible says God is Alpha and He's Omega. He's beginning and He's end. This whole thing, every person, every planet, the atmosphere, everything, God went out there at the end. Y'all know how they make movies? They start at the ending. And then they start the movie, and so they can work whatever they need to work so that movie ends up with the end final result. That's the very thing God did to us. God went out there, and He made it, and then He backed it up, and He started time for me and you. Why? God's not in time. He's in eternity. All at one time. He's here now, and He's there where there is no time. So that's why I say, you are God's movie. And He put it to me this way. I wrote your script, Teresa. Y'all get it? He wrote the script of my movie. So guess what? Monty, in my movie, if I need MMA Jiu-Jitsu, just download it, baby. I'm talking about my movie. What's your movie? See, Scotty says it this way. He says, dream and dream big. I didn't understand that, Johnny. Dream, what am I going to dream about? Washing clothes? What am I going to dream about? God told me. He said, your life is like a movie on that. He said, and I can do in your life whatever you can believe, because I am unlimited. Oh, man, when I heard that, listen, in my movie, I am Batman. I am Robin. I'm Spidey. I'm Spider-Man. I'm Superman. Listen, I can leap over tall buildings. I just go, and I go, y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. What's the Bible say? All things are possible to everybody. Who are they possible to? Those that believe. So in my movie, according to God, if I need jujitsu, you got it, baby. I am everything in my movie. There's nothing I can't do in my movie. We was watching a show the other day, something about this bus. It's going down through there, and they had to speed up because part of the highway, they're on the interstate, and it's on that big part, you know, goes up kind of like a mountain or whatever. And there's a piece, a section of the interstate missing. So they just crammed it on down, you know, and they're like, well, you know, and they jumped it and jumped over to the other side. And Scotty's sitting there, and he said, you can't do that. I said, in my movie, you can. Why? In my movie, all things are possible. Why? Because God is unlimited. He is only limited by my unbelief, and I am refusing to have any. I know this seems crazy, maybe, but is it Bible or not? He just gave me the movie illustration for me to understand it and be able to get it to you. I told you at the beginning of the year God was going to take us higher. He was going to take me higher. And I told you, he said, all of you, now listen to me. He's talking about all of you that are a part of this body, and you are here and you are engaged. And if you are and you need help, I'll do whatever I need to do to help you. If I need to stay with you after church, if I need to lay hands on you, whatever. But on the other hand, don't sit at home and expect me to come give you a bath on Sunday morning or Wednesday night and brush your little teeth and drag you to church by the hair of your head. You're not going. I can't do it. Why? I ain't got time. I can't be distracted. Because if your heart is not engaged, listen, do you want more of God than you've ever had? He says there's so much more to him that we can't even comprehend it. We have to have mind renewal. The Bible says we go from faith to faith, right? Another level. From glory to glory, right? Another level. A lot of Christians, they live this low-level, surface Christian. They say, but that's about all. They don't get no light. They're bound. They walk in darkness. They got a lot of problems. They can't figure out why God ain't fixed. Honey, God never told you he'd fix your problems. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, what would you do? He said, you would speak to that mountain and that baby would move. But see, when you don't have it, when you're not full of him and you're not seeking him with all your heart and going, you don't have that kind of faith. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word. Now, let me tell you this, because the Holy Ghost just reminded me of this. I told y'all Wednesday night because the Lord told me to. I told y'all what I told y'all Wednesday night with fear and trembling before the Lord, because I know I said some stuff that's out there. It's out there to me, and I've had to repent, renew my mind, stuff like that. Now, we've been on this parable of the sower sows the word. Y'all know that. Okay. When you finally hear the word and you get excited, that word gets planted in you. What happens? It brings joy. Why? You never meet a Christian that says, I believe God. They're not sad. They don't look like they've been sucking on. They are some of the wildest, craziest people you ever met. I'm telling y'all, the people around here, they about to start calling us them crazy faith Christians over there. Why? Because, baby, we about to see some crazy faith. God's about to show up and show out. He already is, but it ain't come till its fullness yet. But anyway, now, once that word gets planted, we was dealing with a stony ground. We ain't got to move on from that. The reason why that ground is called stony ground is because it messed up at every point that things came to it. The word got in them. They received the word, the Bible says, with gladness or with joy. So that word of faith sprouted. But honey, if you're going to stay, you got to have some roots. John 15 talks about roots. We're the branches. He's the vine. What's the vine? The vine's got the roots, right? He is the root. Okay, that he said, put up John 15:7, please, for us, Beth, right quick. This was the word that he spoke to me. And he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Now that word abide is, we wouldn't talk like that today. Amplified Bible says, if you abide in me and my words remain. What's that mean? You don't be moved. You don't let it be stolen by the enemy. You don't get distracted by circumstances, people, situations, feelings, thoughts, anything else. That word, whatever he told you, it's got to stay in there. If you, he said, now notice this. He said, you, Mac, you, Tracy, you, whoever you are, shall ask what you will. Does it say what God wills? It says what you will. And notice that next part. And it shall be done unto you. Take some mind renewal. Now, those songs and that other one that I played here at Altar Call, it's C.C. Winans, the live version, We Believe For. The reason why I'm telling you about these is because now things are going to come at you. That, those songs, even that crazy one, are the weapons of my warfare. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, he says, taking the sword of the Spirit. And if you read the Amplified version, it says, taking the sword of the Spirit that the Spirit wields. It ain't just any and every. Y'all get what I'm telling you? A 66 books of seed and word in this. Which one am I going to pick out? I don't pick the word out. He does it for me. So, now, the weapons of my warfare, they're what? They're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. Now, the sickness, the distractions, whatever the case may be that comes to you, this one of the reasons why stony ground is stony ground. Why? Tell us, Monty. You remember the first one? About stony ground? Lack some moisture. Now, those of y'all that did what I told you, y'all believed the word of the Lord that I brought Wednesday night, and you ask God, you better keep that word in there. And you better get good at watering it. This is what I water with. Now you can water with the same if that's what he spoke to you. If you got something different. Now I got to back up because people won't hear. When you hear the word for the first time, that's planting the word of God. The Bible says Paul planted, Apollos watered. Apollos was a preacher, teacher that come back and preached the same messages that Paul did, but he says the next time you hear it, it's watering. Why? You can't, in the natural, you can't let a plant get dry. No. You take an Alabama tomato seed and go plant it out in the Arizona desert, what you gonna get? Nothing. Why? It can't come up. It can't even sprout, bud, nothing without water. So the word that you hear, all right, I use this John 15:7. I say, God, you said, if I abide in you and your word, John 15:7, remains in me, because that's the word he gave me. See, you got to have rhema. This is logos, it's written. Those songs, Monty, was my rhema word. This verse is my rhema word. What's that mean? God quickened it. The Holy Ghost made it alive to me. It's my word now. So I watered. I sat there. I'm telling you, I've been doing this every day since then. I sat there and I said, God, you said, not what I said, you said, God, that if I abide in you and your word, that word John 15:7, abides in me, I will ask what I will and you will do it. I consider it done. Now, I told y'all the word that he told me to ask didn't tell me. It come up through here. Because I asked something for y'all that we glow in the dark and all this other kind of stuff. You know, not really that, but y'all know what I'm saying. I asked major things for all of us here at church, but that wasn't it. It was my brother. Now, see, y'all don't know what I'm saying. My brother's got 19 years on paper. And he's spent over 6. Ain't nothing going to get that boy out of jail but Jesus. But God done said, Monty. He said, if I would abide in him, and that word that he spoke to my heart that became rhema to me, if I don't let the devil get it out, and I keep watering it, and I don't look at the distractions. I don't get offended like the stony ground did. Stony ground gets offended at everything, everybody, God himself. I'm not going to be offended. How am I going to combat that? The love of God cannot be offended. I forgive you before you ever do me wrong. Y'all better hear what I'm telling you. This stuff's real. He is terrified of the things that's been coming forth through this pulpit here lately, through all of us. And he's going to do everything he can to separate you from that word. So you get good at watering. Now I use this one to water. I say it on and off. Every time it comes to me, I say it. And I say it in faith. I believe it. My brother's coming home. I can't even say that without laughing. Now I don't want to tell my brother that. Not because I don't think it's going. I don't want to cause him any anxiety because I can't tell him what day that is. All I know is I don't know what's going to happen to take place. See, don't get off on the details. That's not your job. The devil will wear you out with the details. That's the same thing he did to Eve. She knew what God had said. Eat of everything, but not that. Well, then the Bible says he come, he talked to her, you know. Did God really say? And then the Bible says she started looking at it, saying it was good for food. No, no, no. We're not going to be distracted. We're not looking at nothing you say. We go with whatever he said, and it's his job to work out the details. All I do is believe it. All you do is believe it. If he said it, you believe it, you receive it, and you will have it. So I take this word right here and I water it. And then I take them songs, Monty. That's how I know that was the weirdest song I'd ever heard. The rest of that part of that song that God didn't speak to me. I mean, I've listened to it so much, Matthew Wilder sings it. I didn't know that before. So what do? God. People think the devil created cell phones. No, he didn't. God created Google and the cell phone just for me. If he didn't do it. Listen, things are not bad. The user is the one that can be good or bad. I'm telling you, buddy, I have about wear that phone out, that battery's dead every evening. Why? Because I sit and I listen to it. I listen to that over and over and over. Ain't nothing going to break up my stride. Nobody going to slow me down. Oh, no, I've got to keep on moving. Then I play that song. I can't remember now. R. Kelly, I think, is the one that sung that one or whatever. It says, I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. That's all I heard about that song. And you know what the next verse is, Monty? It says, I think about it every night and day. I thought, God, that was the next verse of that song. It says, I think about it every night and day. I believe I can soar. I can see me walking through the open door. I thought, God, you are so good. So I use those to water. I listen to it. And I sing it, and I listen to it, and I say it, and I sing it. And every time it crosses my mind, I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My brother's coming home soon. I don't know how. I don't know when. All I know is they're going to go in there and say, Nash, roll up. You're going home. I can't say that without laughing. Why? The Bible says when faith comes, what happens? Joy comes. Every time just the thought of my brother coming home. And every time I say it, I can't help but start laughing from in here, not up here. Faith is in here. Joy is in here. It's the fruits of the Spirit, not of the head. So I water it. So if you made your things that you asked the Lord, you better get real good at water. Water, 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 water. And if you start sensing your joy level getting low, water it extra. You cannot overwater it. Now, the next thing that I felt like the Lord wanted me to tell y'all. God, I've never had this happen before, y'all. I have never. I have been the Sunday school teacher here for over 20 years. And I have never had this happen. It's like God is causing me to live this parable out and then come and teach y'all. And then now, lo and behold, Wednesday night, he comes and says, okay, I've gave y'all enough. Y'all can live it now too. See, Mac, I asked God for these sunglasses. You know why, God? I had no clue where we was going with all this, y'all. And I almost didn't ask him because I thought, that is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. Sounds like God to me, don't it? I mean, which one of y'all ever outrun a horse? Elijah did. Ridiculous. How many of y'all fed 5,000 with a couple loaves and 2 fish? Come on now. You can. If it's in your movie, bless Sandy's little heart. I was hoping she'd stay. You know what happens in Sandy's movie? Sandy empties out the hospital. You know how I know? She's got a burning desire to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. Well, guess what? I know that's in her movie because I know that's supposed to be in every one of our movies according to Mark 16. What did he say? I authorize you, I deputize you, and you go in my name representing me and you cast out the devil. You lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And then he said what? These signs, this was a sign that we was on the right track. Keep going. This is ridiculous because it's nothing. But God wanted us to see how the process is the exact same as how I got these. Faith is faith. The process is the same. But the thing, there is no formula. You can't think it's a formula. The way they started right here was with a desire from a movie. It wasn't even my desire. This next time, you know how it started? He brought me the scripture. John 15:7, it said, ask whatever you will. Whatever's in your heart, you ask me and I'll do it. So you can't put the process in a box. Why? God cannot be contained. Not if he's going to do the things that we need him to do. So I feel kind of like, this is crazy, but bless Sandy's heart. In her movie, that girl is going to go empty out the hospitals, Monty. Why? She's going to get so full of that word. I don't know. Maybe that's even what she asked God. I don't know. But God is saying, I will do whatever you can believe me for. But that takes my renewal. Just like I told you in my movie, I am Wonder Woman. I am Batman. And the devil is the Joker. And you come to the wrong house today, buddy. Y'all not saying nothing. Listen, you can't be candies if you're going to get out of the kingdom. The devil ate your lunch. Now, Jesus already won the victory, but we enforce it. And the devil's an outlaw. He won't go if you don't make him. No. He'll tell you he don't have to. Well, I've got authority that says, oh, yes, you do. Listen, when you're coming down a hill at 100 miles an hour, and there's a 110-pound, 5'5" woman standing down at the bottom of that hill at the red light, and she's got on a badge, and there's a cop car right here with flashing lights, and she's got a sign that says, I'll tow. I see it, ain't it, Johnny? I don't want to stop. I like to use my Spanish every now and then. I just got a couple of words. I just got a couple of words that I can use, and I didn't see gato was appropriate, so any or domingo. So anyway, I'm really not funny. I am the most serious person you will ever meet. But God just does it. Where was I at? Come on, Monty, help me out here. Oh, yeah. You go, you flying 100 miles an hour downhill, and you see the blue lights flashing in the cop car, and you got a 110-pound, 5'5" woman down there standing there with a sign that says Alto, or turning around it says stop for us white people. Because I wouldn't know what it said. What you going to do? You going to stop, Mac. You ain't stopping on account of the little 5'5", 110-pound. You're stopping because you see the uniform. You're stopping because you see the sign that says stop. You're stopping because you see the cop car. And if you don't see the cop car, buddy, guess what you're going to see? The tank's next. Because then, what's his face? What's his name? Yeah, Zach is going to come get you. They're going to call the National Guard on your tail. Oh, you going to get got? Why? Because you didn't obey the 5'5", 110-pound woman. Why? She represents the whole authority of the United States. Backs her up. You don't believe me? Go ahead and rob Way Total. Just doggone try it. See if my words ain't true. They'll cuff you. I got a nephew. That boy's whacked. Jesus got to help him, I tell you. I got a nephew. He thought he was going to be doped up, and come run as fast as he wanted through this one little red light out here in Louisville. So he goes and he does it. And I'm telling you, they own him like white on rice. They finally catch him. Was it Spring Valley Road they caught him on? Somewhere over there anyway. Close. He didn't get far, Mac. And when they got done with him, he was cuffed and stuffed and had a black eye and hollered for mama. Why? You don't do that. It's the kind of authority you got. Jesus said all power and authority has been given unto him. And he delegated it to us, his children, the believers, the ones that will believe it. And so therefore, he said, you go in my name, just like the little 5 foot, 510 pound woman. And I'm bigger than that, but I got the same authority. And you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, it's what's going to be loosed. We are the authority in the earth. Why? The Bible says over there, what is it, 1 or 2 Corinthians 5:17? If any man be born again, he becomes a new creature and all that. And you go on down and he says, and God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Then the Bible says, same verse, Christ is in you. And you are his ambassador. We are his representatives. So now we have all power and authority under him. So wherever you see sickness and disease, take it up. Didn't the Bible say they'll take up serpents? Now some have took that to mean natural snakes. Now I'm just not doing that. I don't believe that's what it means. I believe a serpent, just like he said in Psalm 91, you'll tread upon the adder and scorpions and serpents, right? Y'all remember that, right? I believe that's what he's talking about. Demons, devils, not natural snakes. Now like the Apostle Paul, if one bites you, shake it off and go on about your business. Can't believe that. Well, you can. You choose what you believe. Just like I told you, y'all can choose whether to believe me or not. And listen, Wednesday night after I left here, I had 2 days. Tried to happen the third day too. I had 2 days of Sandy talk about she got attacked by the devil. I did too. I got persecuted. And I got lied to. And the devil told me, he said, they did not, nobody in that building believe one thing you said. Did you see their face? Yes, he is. I fought that for a couple of days. And what I mean, fought it. I didn't just take it and lay down and cry, oh, God, why did I not receive one? No, I'm telling him, yes, he did. But I wanted to say out of my mouth, they didn't receive what I said. Why? The Bible says in Matthew 6, take no thought, say ye. He wanted to give me the thought. Get me to believe it so I would say it. So I told the Lord the third morning I got up and that started going on. I said, that's it. No more of this. Whether they did, whether they didn't, I don't care. That's not on me. God, I did all that I felt like you put in my heart for me to do. Now, you said your word won't return unto you void. So it will go forth and accomplish what you sent it to do through those who will believe it. And lo and behold, little Sandy got it. Then she gets her some attack too. See, the Bible says, think it not strange when these fiery trials come on you and try you. They coming. You might say, don't prophesy that. Listen, baby, I don't got to prophesy that to you. The words of Jesus. He said, as long as we live in this world, in this realm, we're going to have trouble. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tests. We're going to have troubles. We're going to have persecution. If you're going to live godly in this planet, you're going to have persecutions. Like Monty was saying about Scotty, he gets persecuted a lot about what he says about prosperity and finances and all that. But you know what? When I started seeing it roll in, I got over it real quick. Bothered my wallet at all. Persecute him. My bill folks fat and getting fatter. That's how you better take that. I'm not just telling you something to be funny. That's how you better take it. Means nothing to me. I got over it. I can't be offended. Love can't be offended. But you ain't going to get me off of this. Listen, we have been going through test after test because of the words coming out of our mouth. But thank God he's faithful. He prepares us. He lets us know we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. We see him at every turn, and we're becoming more and more discerning. Yeah. Beth, if I don't listen to you, just go on. I'm not listening. I told her, I said, you be my timekeeper, okay? Because I'm not used to the time, the clock back there. I'm looking at 9:45. Well, if I keep looking at 9:45, that'll be tonight. And y'all hope I don't do that, don't you? So Beth is my timekeeper, so she's supposed to let me know, but I don't know if I listen to her or not. We'll just have to see. Oh, now verse 8. Now Monty is talking about fruit. I had to have some remind renewal right here too. Because I don't know why. I don't know how it got in there or why. I'm sure it was the devil, my own thinking, whatever. Every time I thought about fruit, I thought about Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. I thought about you used to do have habits and you don't have habits anymore, or you don't go to places. You know what I'm saying? Like Monty was talking about that fruit of repentance. But this is what I saw. He says there, herein, well, let me start. 7, if you abide in me and my words abide or remain in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Now this one, herein is my Father glorified. How? That you bear much mavericks. I seen that and I thought, God, are you serious? Yeah. These things brings glory to God. And if y'all ain't going to give it to him, I do. And my little granddaughter does. Why? This is fruit from my believing my Father. I had to have mind renewal because I just thought it was the fruit of the Spirit. But no, it's not just the fruit of the Spirit. It is the fruit of his Word abiding in us and us abiding in him. And whatever he says to us, we just believe it and he does it. And he gets glorified through it. And he says that you bear much mavericks. Did y'all catch that? He says that you bear much mavericks, so shall you be my disciples. I had to have mind renewal on that about the fruit. See, when you go further with God and deeper with God, you cannot go higher or deeper without having mind renewal. You can't do it. Because, see, your mind and your heart, they got to get in sync to one another. Because if you're not careful, you'll hear a word and your mind will say, ha, that's nothing. That's what wayside ground is. They hear it in their head and they discard it. I don't believe that. I don't believe you can jump over a building. I don't believe your word. I don't care what you believe. This is my movie. And my Father has wrote the script. And in my script, I have anything and everything that I need. And if anything was to come up that I needed that wasn't wrote in the script, guess what he can do? Take his little ink pen and write it right into my script and bring me right. There's nothing impossible. He said, that's scripture. Nothing. Y'all got to get this. Nothing impossible to those who believe. Another place he says, nothing is impossible with God. But we're not without him. Like Monty was talking about this morning, he lives in us. He said he would never leave us, never forsake us. He'll be with us always, even until the end, right? So we're not without him. And listen, you don't try to do the work. You just believe. That is your only job, to believe and keep that word in there and keep it watered. Now, the next part that I want to come to, excuse me. James 1, please, Beth, 2 through 4. Because, see, we good ground. And the thing about good ground is, if you read it in the Amplified Bible, it says, and this is good ground. They receive 30, 60, and 100 fold, and that depends on you, but we ain't got time to get into all that. The Amplified Bible says, the well-adapted soil. You know what that means? That means even if my ground, which is the heart, the Bible talks about, we're talking about the word and the heart. I don't have time to go preach all that. Even if my heart is not the perfect place for the word, good ground makes adjustments all along the way. Wherever we see them, wherever we hear them, we make the adjustment. Oh, hear what I'm telling you. Just like I had to make, if I'm going to go on, I had to make the adjustment with my thinking about the fruit. that the fruit is fruit of the Spirit, my Mavericks, my brother coming home. Are y'all getting this? Okay. All right. So now the next thing here, because ground your heart has all kinds of things coming at it all the time. He says, my brethren, count it all joy. Scotty used to say, count it all woohoo. When you fall into divers temptations, and I believe it, I don't think it's Luke 8, it may be 8. It may be Mark 4 or Matthew 13 that uses the word temptations there. And another one uses test and all that stuff. He says, my brethren, count it all joy. When you listen, did you hear what it said? How many times have you had something come at you and you go, woohoo? Well, you better get started. Why? Because you know something. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. The word temptations there means trials, tests, troubles. He says, knowing this, that's why you count it joy, because you know something. He says that the trying of your faith, remember we read over there in Stony Ground, and I told you it says, the persecution and different stuff came because of the word's sake. That word's going to test you. He said here that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Without patience, you will never see the fruit. You cannot. It is a part of the process of faith. And the thing that tests faith the most is ain't nobody got the patience God's got. God can say a thing thousands of years ago, and it ain't happened yet, but it's going to. You talk about endurance. Now, endurance, you know, it makes me think of this. Oh, I got to tell y'all this. I asked God to remind me of it. You know, the way I look and sound and everything right now, you know, and Scotty not here, you know, being attacked and all that stuff. This is how faith operates. And is you don't do it out of the head. It's really on the inside of you. And so it makes you. It's kind of like you can't help it. When you have joy, you laugh. You feel sad, you cry, right? Or whatever the case may be. Faith is like the real faith of God. There is the faith. The Bible calls it feigned faith. We don't want none of that junk. Anyway, it's kind of like this. I like boxing. I don't watch it no more. I used to a lot. Know a little bit about boxing and everything. Some people think that's just people getting in there beating the heck out of each other, and that's not so. If you ain't got skill and heart, you really going to get a beat down. Anyway, I see myself like this, or you or whoever, in faith. You are in a boxing ring. Imagine it with me now. That's why God gave you your imagination, not for the devil to run wild with it. We're in a boxing ring. You see yourself in a boxing ring. I can see it. It's white on the floor on the canvas. It's red and blue on the ropes. And I'm just going to put it to you like this. You make yours, I'm Rocky. Y'all watch the movie? Yo, Adrian! I'm Rocky. This is my movie. God make it however he wants to. If I can believe it, he'll do. I'm Rocky. Okay, I bet I'm down on the mat for about my fourth or fifth time. Just think about this, makes me laugh. About my fourth or fifth time. And I'm down here, and I'm grabbing a hold of the ropes to get up, and I'm coming up. Now, Adrian, she's out here in the audience with everybody else. And I'm climbing up and everything. My eyes cut over here in my eyebrow. My nose is bleeding. My mouth is bleeding. And I'm climbing up. I get the rope right here, and I go, poof, I spit my two front teeth out. And I do like this. Yo, Adrian, I'm winning. Some of y'all, I tell you right now, they off on some. I'm never going back to that church again. So I said, she has lost her mind, yeah, and it feels so good. Ain't that what faith does? Why? Faith really believes it. I'm not the sick fighting to get healed. I am the healed, and the devil's tried to make me sick, and it didn't work. He just had a bad day. Like Scotty said, you should have went somewhere else, buddy. I'm serious. The devil ought to even hate to have to pass by your house. Why? Because you're going to get so full of God and so full of the Word of God, and you're going to take the limits off of Him. If you think there might be a devil in that car, here you go out the door. Oh, y'all got to stop. My belly's hurting. I've never heard of such an awful. Is it the truth or not? Say, don't be so religious and think everything has to be a scripture. It don't. It has to be in line with scripture. It can't be out of it. Now, you tell me, is that not what faith is like? When you read about faith, it believes the impossible. So, therefore, I spit my two front teeth out and I say, yo, Adrian, I'm winning, baby. Oh, my goodness. This is something else. Help me, Lord, I gotta stop his laughing and get on with this. Well, he said there, third, didn't he say count it all joy? Well, we count it joy, we're laughing. I'm telling you, I got so much right now. This ain't the only thing he's trying to do to me. Let me tell you something about the devil. He is the most prideful, arrogant, inflated, puffed up, blowing smoke individual you ever see. Do you know that's what pride means, Monty? Did you look it up? Yeah, it means high, blowing smoke. That's what that means. He is the most prideful, arrogant individual you ever meet in your life. And for him to tell you something or attack you in some way, and you go, ha, eats him alive. Why? Prideful people can't take that. He wants you to react to what he's doing. We don't react to nothing you do, buddy. We are never on the defense. We are always offense. Why? The victory's already been won. Now, we enforce that victory, whatever your victory is. Can y'all imagine what Monty's movie is? I just had a thought, Monty. Maybe I shouldn't say it. I give Monty a lot of flack. You know why it's funny? He told me one time, you know, because usually I'm so serious. I'm telling you, this is God. I am not funny at all. If I try to be funny, it comes off kind of corny, and people just like, they don't get it. Kind of like Monty. Anyway, he told me one day, he said, I'm going to make it my mission. This is what he told me, man. I'm going to make it my mission, Sister Teresa. That every time I'm gonna say that I see you, I'm gonna make you laugh. You can ask him. I turned around and I'm trying to get straight here. I turn around and I said, "You got your work cut out for you, buddy." I turned around and I walked away. Y'all know how long he lasted? That service. But then God can just make you like a jack in the box. You just jump up and laugh, jump up and laugh. Whoo, I sweat like a hog in here. Help me, Lord. I really am trying. I'm trying my best to do this message and be your respectable Sunday school teacher. Stop. Oh, my goodness. Count it all joy. Say something, y'all, that's making y'all mad. And I really don't care. Oh, gosh. Help me, Jesus. I'm just imagining what your daddy's going to say when I go. I'm never going to be in charge of y'all again. Hey, we had a good time, didn't we? That's all that matters. Girls want to have fun. My brethren, count it all joy. Why? That's what faith does. You cannot have faith without accompanying joy. Now, one translation will say it, gladness. Y'all know what it means, right? Joy. Well, if I'm counting joy, then I just look at the devil or the person or the situation. Hey, you know what you should have done when they tell you God's not real and all that? Go, ha, 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 ha. Take a bite out of him and find out. That's what he said. Eat him like an apple. Good Lord Jesus. Cut the tape, man. Just get us off. Facebook is saying this. And I can't stop. Oh, gosh, that hurts. Anyway, where was we? He says, count it all joy. Well, if you got faith, you can count it joy. It's not a problem to you. You don't make yourself count it joy. You can't help it. Just like this morning. I mean, all the stuff I got going on, and my husband's not even here. Bless his little heart. Bless his little heart. I prayed for him day and night. I mean, really, he has had a rough time. And I'm telling you, that makes me so mad at the devil. If he had teeth, I'd kick him out, but he don't. He's as a roaring lion. He's not a lion. And he can roar, but he ain't got no teeth. What's he going to do, gum you to death? Here, get a bite. Oh, gosh, I've got to stop. Help me, Lord. Count it to it. Help me get past joy. When you fall into diverse temptations, trials, tests, problems. He says, knowing this, we know it. Why? God told us. Elizabeth, are you trying to interrupt my joy? Hey, y'all got to go just see your way out. That's all I can tell you. Go when you get ready. Don't let me hold you here. Anyway, he says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, well, how does that happen? Through circumstances, situations, feelings, thoughts, people coming against you, sickness attacking your body, whatever that it is, that's the trying of your faith, and it's coming to say, do you really believe that Psalm 91? Oh, devil, you had a bad day now. I believe, Monty, I believe Psalm 91 more now than I ever did. But he says, worketh patience. The Bible says, I got it wrote down somewhere here in my notes. Anyway, y'all can go look it up, as Monty said, for yourself. But anyway, the Bible says, follow after those who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. The Bible says, I believe it may be in Psalm 107, 20. No, that's a different one. But anyway, he says that in God, all the promises are yes and amen in him, right? So he's not trying to keep no promises from us. He's the one that made the promises. So you got to have patience. Now, I know now what I brought that ring up for a while ago. These boxers, they train. And they don't just stay in the gym punching bags or nothing. No, they run. They run and they run and they run. Miles a day. Why? For this. Endurance. See, I've seen them get on there before. We pay $50-something. We quit stealing it. Johnny, and pay $50-something for a match one time. And it was, what was that, Michael Watson or something other against Lennox Lewis, I think it was. He knocked him out in the first round. I thought, are you kidding? We quit stealing for this? Pay $50. Anyway, that's the past. We're not going to bring that up. See, the thing about it is, you can't train for one or two or three rounds. You better train for 25 rounds, even though you can't go past 12. Why? Because if you don't, this endurance right here is going to be your slip-up. Why? You got to keep keeping on. You keep on when it's raining. You keep on when the sun's shining. You got to keep on going, just like what we're doing right now. This is called endurance, what I'm doing. Do I feel good? No, I am good. I didn't want to say that. I'm very good. I'm talking about the man in here. I'm not talking about this thing. This thing, anyway, I got to have it to stay here. But anyway, out here, no. I've got trials, tests. galore or whatever, my family, different things like that. But in here, I'm good and I'm very good. Why? Because I have been put the word in. And I have been what, just like everybody else. And we keep on. We come when it don't feel, when it's not favorable to come. We give when it looks like I should keep. Y'all not saying nothing. I tell you, I'm being like Ron Carpenter. And this Holy Ghost church here. I would say Pentecostals, but we're not. I wouldn't be surprised, Johnny, if when God gets through, if people around here ain't saying them wild, crazy, faith-filled Pentecostals over there swinging from the chandelier. We have to get some chandelier so we can swing. That's what Monty told April. Now listen, they say that, I think Richard told him we was like Pentecostal or something like that. And so he told April, said, now don't be scared if you go in here now. April come in here and she's like, well, when's the party going to get started? It's coming, baby. He says, but let, who's he talking to? Holy Ghost, you let it. God, you let it. Jesus, you let it. But let patience have her perfect work. This don't feel good. See, for me, when I said that out of my mouth, and I believe God, and I said that out of my mouth, my brother's coming home. Then my brother's coming home. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Something about the cord or whatever. It doesn't make any difference to me. And I can't tell you a date. So what's that mean? Got to let it work, baby. Now it's time to get out the barbells and work out your patience. Work out your spiritual endurance. You got it. But it may be in a baby stage. But if you'll let it work, notice what he says. If you'll let it work, he says that you may be perfect. That word perfect means mature. And entire, what's that last part say? Wanting, the Amplified says, lacking nothing. It has brought you to the place to where you can stand there and say, I live debt free. That word worked in us for years. But now I can stand here and tell you, I am what the word says. He says that you'll be entire, wanting or lacking nothing. But let me tell you what's going to happen if you don't let that patience work. That endurance work. And the word patience, it says, I looked it up in that verse, it says cheerful. Good God, even under the anointing, I can read. I don't need my glasses. It says cheerful or hopeful endurance, constancy, patient, continuous waiting. But notice what it says. It's cheerful while it waits. My, it's working. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's working. Let me tell you something. If you're going to believe God big, you better be ready to stand long. Stand long. Am I saying you got to stand long? No. I can't tell you how long you'll stand. Just like this about my brother. I can't tell you it'll be next month or next week or next year. I can't tell you when it'll be. So what's that mean? It means God has given me that. I've put that word out there. Now I stick with it. I keep it watered. I keep all the bugs off of it. I keep all the distractions off of it. I don't let it get took out of my heart. And he says, then after it gets through with its work, there stands your brother. That's why I told you, Doris, you better get ready, baby. Life's about to change. Now, see, for me inside, it's like any minute, any minute, any minute, any minute, any minute. Why? Now faith is. Because I don't know when, but I trust him. And I trust the process. Time tests trust. Faith has trust in it. When you look up the word, it says believing, trusting. That's all it is. All you got to do is believe it, receive it, and you shall have it. Isn't that what it says in Mark 11? It's not just John 15:7. It's all over the New Testament. So you got to make sure all of these points and all these bases are covered. Because that word that's in your heart, you need it, and everybody around you, listen to me, 5 generations from you need it. They need you to get what God has for you in your movie right now. There's miracles that God needs you to do. Now, you don't do the miracle. You just do whatever he says, like Jesus' mom. Whatever he says, just do it. Like Nike, just do it. Just do it. It may seem like the most off-the-wall, craziest thing. It don't matter. Just do it. Right? But he says there, he says, so you'll be entire lacking nothing. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 10, and I got to stop. I would keep you all night, but I'll probably get in trouble when I get home. So won't. He says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that you may he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him. This goes over to the thorny ground, but we're not on ground right now. He says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. God loves you. He says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. I read that every day, and every time I read that, I say, not me, buddy. Go ahead, Beth. Because we resist him, steadfast in what? Faith. 1 John 5:4, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Knowing that the same afflictions, same thing. You ain't going through nothing ain't somebody else already been through. And maybe going through right now. He says afflictions are accomplished in your brethren, he says, that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After. Don't say before. Don't say during. After you have suffered a while. Tell you what God said for my brother. Justice has been served. State of Alabama ain't said justice is served. But when God says justice has been served, his justice has been served. He says here. He says that after that you have suffered a while, what's he going to do? Make you perfect. That word perfect means mature. He said establish, or we would say establish. Strengthen and settle you. You will not be a roller coaster Christian. You will be a walking, talking man or woman of God. But if you don't let it work, you're going to stay on this low level. And you're going to keep going around this same mountain. Didn't the children of Israel go around the same mountain 40 years? But two of them didn't. They went around it, but they got their stuff. You're going to be the same way. You're going to be able where you can't figure out, why don't God do this? Why don't God? Listen, honey, God didn't say he'd do everything for you. He said, you go in my name and you cast out the devil. You go in my name and you speak to the mountain, and the mountain will move. He said, you speak to the sycamine tree. It'll be plucked up by the roots, cast into the sea. He didn't say God's going to do it all. Our believing is our part of this relationship. Him doing is his part. But if he tells you, nowhere in Scripture did God tell you he would take care of the devil for you. Nope. Did not tell you he would come and cast the devil out for you. Y'all not saying nothing. That's right. He give us power. He give us authority. So we gonna do it, right? Well, I don't keep y'all all night. Hey, and didn't none of y'all leave, did you? That's good. Well, I really don't know what to do now. What do you think this is, Sunday school? Go ahead. Here, come on up here and get the microphone. We need Facebook to hear you.